The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has sent a second corruption and governance diagnostic mission to Pakistan a few months apart to hold in-depth engagements with over 30 departments and institutions, including the registrars of the Supreme Court of Pakistan, SCP, and the Accountability Court. The mission, which began its interactions on Thursday, will stay in the country until April 14, according to Pakistani authorities. The IMF's response on launching the second corruption and governance diagnostic mission since February was awaited until the filing of this story. Price controls, particularly practices in the sugar industry and construction sectors, are also part of the mission's engagements, sources added. So far, the mission has held meetings with the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, in Karachi, discussing banking sector regulations, suspicious transactions, and money laundering issues, according to central bank authorities. This is the second mission the IMF has sent to Pakistan since February, aimed at finalizing a report and a set of recommendations to improve the country's governance structure and address corruption and money laundering issues. In February, the mission also met with Chief Justice of Pakistan, Justice Yahya Afridi, to discuss judicial appointments and other legal matters. Sources said the IMF mission will this time meet with the registrar of the SCP to discuss judicial efficiency and accountability of judges. A separate meeting has also been scheduled with the registrar of the Accountability Court in Islamabad to discuss the operations of these special courts, they added. The IMF delegation will also meet with officials from the Ministry of Law and Justice. The law minister's response regarding meetings with the registrars of the Supreme Court and the Accountability Court was awaited until the filing of this story. During its 12-day stay in Pakistan, the IMF has planned meetings with at least 30 government departments and institutions. It will also meet with the anti-corruption authorities of Punjab, Sindh, and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, KP. Some meetings appear beyond the typical scope of a governance and anti-corruption mission. The mission will discuss amendments to the Pakistan Sovereign Wealth Act, which was part of the last IMF program review mission, sources said. The IMF has also included issues related to budget execution, treasury single accounts, and debt management in a mission that mostly deals with legal matters within the IMF. Treasury single accounts, the number of bank accounts held by ministries, cash forecasting, and coordination with debt management are part of the IMF's agenda. The Ministry of Finance spokesperson, Kumar Abbasi, had yet to respond regarding the inclusion of topics related to the regular program review in the anti-corruption mission's agenda at the time of filing this story.